Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Ghost in Amen style impact in Ableton Live 12, and this is one of those little jungle moves that can completely change the energy of a track. The whole idea is simple in concept, but very powerful in practice. We're not making a huge cinematic hit, we're making a short, spectral punctuation mark that feels like it grew out of the break itself. Something that punches a hole in the groove, adds tension, and then vanishes before it steps on the sub or the snare. Think of this as an edit tool more than a sound effect. In deep jungle, rollers, darkstep, even Euro-adjacent ENB, these ghost impacts are part of what makes the arrangement feel alive. They help a loop stop sounding like a loop. So let's start with the source. Load up an Amen break slice, and choose a transient that already has some character. A snare hit, a rim and snare combo, or a slightly messy kick-snare collision usually works great. If the slice is too clean, it can sound detached once we process it. If it's too long, trim it down hard. We're usually only working with a tiny slice of source material here, something in the range of around 80 to 180 milliseconds. A good advanced move is to duplicate the slice onto a new track, or consolidate it, so you can shape it without destroying the original break. That keeps your workflow flexible and lets you resample later if you want to go deeper. Now we build the core transient. First, drop an EQ8. High pass gently somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz so this impact doesn't fight the sub. If the hit feels boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 450 Hz. If it's too sharp or brittle, take a little off the 3 to 6 kHz zone. The goal here is not to make it hi-fi. The goal is to make it fit the mix and still feel like a real drum event. After that, try drum bus. Keep the drive subtle, maybe 5 to 15%. And don't go heavy on boom yet. The transient's control is the star here. Push that up a bit, maybe plus 10 to plus 25, to sharpen the crack without turning the sample into a brick. This is one of the fastest ways to get that Amen punch while keeping the edit compact. If the slice still feels a little flat, insert saturator before drum bus. Just a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip if needed. That adds harmonics and helps the hit read on smaller speakers, while still keeping it ghost-like instead of massive. Now here's where it starts getting interesting. Resample the processed hit onto a new audio track. This is important, because once you print it, you can mangle it creatively without constantly second-guessing the source. It also makes the sound feel more committed, which is often what you want in jungle edits. There's something about printing a sound that makes it lock into the grid differently. From there, make a second layer and reverse it. This reversed piece can act like a suction pull into the impact. Keep it short. In most cases, we're talking 1/16 or 1/8 note length, sometimes even shorter if the groove is busy. The reversed layer should feel like a shadow coming in, not a full riser. If you want the hit to go darker, transpose the layer down by 3 to 7 semitones. If you want a more spectral lead-in, try transposing the reversed layer up a few semitones, then low-pass it so it doesn't turn into a bright effect. That way it feels haunted instead of flashy. Now let's build the space. Create a return track for reverb. Hybrid reverb or convolution reverb both work well. For a deep jungle atmosphere, use a decay somewhere around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds, with a short pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Then clean up the return. Low cut around 200 to 350 Hz, and high cut around 6 to 9 kHz. We want dark space, not shiny space. Send only a small amount from the impact into the reverb at first. Usually 10 to 25% is enough. The idea is to create a halo around the hit, not drown it in wash. If the reverb is too obvious, the ghost loses its punch and starts sounding like a normal effects hit. If you want a little motion, place echo after the reverb on the return. Keep the feedback low, around 8 to 18%, and use a short sync delay time like 1/8 or 1/16. Filter the delay so it stays tucked behind the drums. That creates a subtle smear, almost like a warehouse reflection, without making the groove messy. Now we shape the ghost itself with volume movement. Open the clip envelope or draw automation in arrangement view. Give the reversed layer a quick fade in, then a sharp fade out right after the transient. For the main impact layer, keep the tail short and controlled. You want the sound to appear, speak, and disappear fast. A really important detail here is the first 20 to 40 milliseconds of the hit. That tiny window decides whether the ear reads it as a real drum event or just an FX blob. Be very deliberate there. If you want the impact to feel more organic, you can even nudge it a few milliseconds late on purpose. Slightly off-grid can sound incredibly alive in deep jungle, as long as it still grooves. For level, keep this ghost impact around 6 to 12 dB quieter than your main kick or snare transient. It should support the phrase, not compete with the core drum engine. If you want more weight, add a low shadow layer underneath instead of boosting the whole break. Use a simple sign, triangle, operator, wavy dual, or even a tiny sampled kick body. Keep it short and mono. Aim for something in the 50 to 90 Hz zone with a decay of around 80 to 180 milliseconds. That gives the hit a sense of body without muddying the sub lane. A nice trick is to keep that shadow layer very tight and maybe low pass it around 120 to 180 Hz. Then use utility to force mono. That way, the hit feels bigger at low volume, but it stays disciplined in the mix. Now for the movement. Put auto filter on the ghost chain and automate a little filter opening into the hit, then close it quickly after. A low pass opening from a few hundred hertz up into the upper mids can make the impact feel like it's emerging from fog. For darker styles, a band pass sweep can sound even more haunted. You can also automate width, but here's the key. Don't make the transient wide. Keep the attack centered, then widen the tail or the reverb return. A centered crack with a wider aftermath usually hits harder than a fully stereo impact. In dark D&B, wide does not automatically mean bigger. Often the opposite is true. If you're building toward a drop, automate the send to the reverb, so it blooms more on the final ghost impact, then collapses back into a dry, tight drum pocket. That contrast is everything. The room opens for a moment, then the groove slams back in. Placement matters just as much as sound design. Don't just drop the edit randomly. Put it at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase, or on the end of 4 before a new section lands. In jungle, the listener feels the structure even if they don't consciously analyze it. If the ghost impact arrives right before a bass variation or a new drum pattern, it feels intentional. It feels like the arrangement is speaking. One of the best spots is the last half beat before a drop or phrase change. You can even pair it with a filtered noise riser, then mute the riser early and let the ghost impact carry the final moment alone. That's often stronger than layering a bunch of effects. Now glue it together. Group your drums and ghost layers into a drum bus. Add glue compressor lightly, just enough to catch peaks and maybe shave off 1 to 2 dB. Keep the attack fairly open, around 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the transient still punches through. Release can be synced or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds depending on the groove. If the impact needs a little more attitude, use parallel compression on the group, rather than smashing the individual hit. That preserves the transient while lifting the atmosphere and body around it. And always check the sound in context with the bass. If the ghost impact is fighting the res or masking the sub, trim the low mids more aggressively and keep the transient centered. The atmosphere can be wide. The punch should stay disciplined. Here are a few advanced variations if you want to go further. You can layer two copies of the same impact, one on grid and one delayed by about 10 to 25 milliseconds, with the delayed copy quieter. That creates a subtle flam that feels very break-like and organic. You can duplicate the hit. Flip the polarity on one copy, filter it heavily, and blend it in very quietly to hollow out the center and make the impact feel more spectral. You can also micro-resample the chain twice. Print it once, then print it again through a second process. Often that second-generation version has accidental textures that sound more underground and less like a preset. Another great idea is to create a ghost-to-res bridge. Let the tail of the impact feed a very short filtered sustain from a res patch. Not enough to sound like a bass effect, just enough to make the drum energy seem like it mutates into the next phrase. And if the arrangement is dense, don't be afraid to strip the body above 200 Hz and let the atmosphere do most of the work. Sometimes the illusion of weight is more powerful than actual weight. So to recap the workflow, start with a strong amen slice, shape the transient with EQ and drum bus, resample it, add a reversed lead-in if needed, create a dark reverb space on returns, control the envelope tightly, add a mono low shadow if necessary, and place the edit with clear phrase logic. That's the real secret here. A ghosted amen impact is not just a sound. It's a punctuation mark. It's a way to make your drums breathe, make the arrangement feel unstable in a good way, and keep the listener leaning forward. Now for practice, try making three versions, one dry and punchy, one spectral and haunted, and one darker with a low shadow layer. Put each one at the end of an 8-bar loop, before a bass change, and compare which one creates the strongest anticipation without cluttering the groove. If you do this right, the edit won't sound like an effect sitting on top of the track. It'll sound like it belongs to the world of the track. And that's the move. Sharp, intentional, and deep in the pocket.